On the next segment of Air Check, Vicky, I got to say I'm a little jealous that I played hooky on the day that you got to chat with Booker T. Jones, legendary soul, rhythm, and blues artist, Stax recording artist, four-time Grammy Award winner, and the guy that plays Green Onions every day at noon for the Blue Plate Special. What was this guy like? How did that go?
Well, it was very exciting, but I do have to tell you, I couldn't drink enough water as the phone was ringing to connect to him, because all of a sudden my mouth was drier than anything I've ever experienced. And that passed immediately as soon as I talked to him, because Booker T is a very spiritual, quietly intense, thoughtful man, and I knew this was going to be an interesting conversation.
He is an icon in the blues and soul, rhythm, and blues music genre. I mean, this guy has played with everybody. He's not only a musician, right, but he was an executive at the record company.
Vice president of Stax Records. So I had an opportunity to talk to him about his amazing musical career. We also talked about his upcoming performance at the 10th annual Blues Under the Bridge.
Can't wait. All right, so here's the interview. Vicky with Booker T. Jones.
Booker T. Jones, thank you so much for spending a little time with me today. I can't tell you how very excited I am about this. There's so much I could talk to you about, but what I'm really interested in is just, did you hit the planet knowing that music was going to be the thing that you did, that you were?
No, I didn't have that awareness at a young age. I just had the curiosity. But I did have the opportunity. My mother was a pianist and a singer, and she played all sorts of music in my house when I was a little boy. And my father was a singer, so I had all the opportunity there. And I was born on Edith Street, not too far from South Memphis and Beale Street, so I was able to hear a lot of the original blues. And gospel in its original forms, gospel music written by Miss Lucy Campbell, who wrote so many of the spiritual hymns that black churches sing today and the standards today, and also W.C. Handy, who came from Georgia to Memphis, so I was able to latch on to his music at an early age.
Oh, wow. That is just so amazing. And you started to try different instruments, and it seems like you fell in love with a lot of them. Thinking about the Hammond organ and the B3, where did that love affair kick in? We so associate that with Booker T. Jones.
Yes, I, like I say, my location was good. Around the corner from my house was a piano teacher who became my piano teacher. And in her dining room, she had a Hammond B3. And I was able to get lessons on that. And then I was, inspired by Ray Charles and his recordings on the Hammond M3 with Quincy Jones that I could hear on the radio and on record. Well, that's when my destiny, I think, was known to me when I heard him play. And I thought, well, that's what I would love to be able to do that with my life. And it just so happened that when I did get into Satellite Records, they also had an M3 organ there.
Oh, there it is. Now, you were a relatively young man when you co-wrote Green Onions. If you don't mind me asking, I know you've been asked about Green Onions millions of times, but Where did that come from? Where was the seed of that idea? Or was that just a little riff that got stuck in your head? How was that born?
Well, I was 17 when we recorded it. And when I was 15, I asked the piano teacher, Mr. Pender at Booker T. Washington, if he'd give me theory lessons after school. And that's when I started to learn the progressions of the theory class that led to Green Onions, counting the notes and identifying chords and their relationships. And I stumbled on a a strange chord structure, the 1-3-5, which was kind of different from the ones we were playing in the clubs. And that became the chord structure for Green Onions.
How does that feel to have written this song that it even goes beyond being a standard? It's in the DNA of, like, people, of, you know, the human race.
I don't think I realized that other people related to it until I heard it on the radio. And then that's when I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. I like it personally. I still like the song. I still like the recording of it. I still try to recreate it when I'm on stage whenever I can.
I think about Potato Hole, one of my favorite records by you, and the work with the Drive-By Truckers, and talk about a marriage made in heaven. I mean, can people just sort of stumble upon Booker T. Jones and say, hey, I want to work with you?
Well, when I was young, the word got out among the music community. There was a fellow named Robert Talley that was working with Rufus Thomas in Memphis, and he heard about me. He heard that I could play baritone sax, and that's how I got invited to Stax. He called David Porter, and David Porter came and got me from algebra class. And so people heard about me, and it went, you know, just like I talk about young musicians that I hear out that are great. The word got out about me all the way to Duke Ellington.
Oh, wow.
So it did. My mom said no, of course. But that happens, and I think that's still happening. So these people attract each other. David Hood was the bass player at Muscle Shoals, and his son was band leader for the Drive-By Truckers.
Right.
So his son had heard all my music when he was a little boy, and so we just kind of naturally got attracted. And those things just kind of happen, you know. People talk, you know, people just get attracted to one another.
I'm very excited to say I'm going to actually get to meet you. You're going to be coming to Colorado Springs on July 30th. You're playing our Blues Under the Bridge Festival, and we couldn't be more delighted. That crowd and that participation and joy, I've never seen anything like it, really, at any other festival I've been to. Blues people are the best.
That's great. It's, you know, it's music that is indigenous to the United States, the South, and all the migrations of the African American people. A number of whites picked it up, Elvis Presley, and jazz people picked it up, Count Basie, and so forth. And it just has that that thing that people need, the blues side.
Right, it's the thing that people need. Beautifully put. Booker T. Jones, I want to thank you so much for spending time with me and talking today, and so looking forward to seeing you at Blues Under the Bridge. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Vicki. Thanks for calling. Looking forward to meeting you.
That was Vicki Gregor speaking with legendary blues artist Booker T. Jones, who will be playing this summer at the 10th annual Blues Under the Bridge Festival on July 30th. For more information on that show, you can head to krcc.org. You're listening to Aircheck. Stay with us.